You gonna say something?
I gotta wait for this thing to get right, man. It was
I thought,
for
oh, he said, I don't know what was going on.
He said
on.
3-2-1. And he like, look, he like 3-2-1.
Pause for the cause.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's a little unorthodox start to the show, but I had to make sure that everything was on the up and up before I started saying anything. You know,
I'll say 3-2-1.
The system was freezing, and you know, these impatient brothers around here just can't hold and wait for me to lead the way. Like, but we are here. Smiling. We are back once again with special guests in the room talking as I'm introducing everybody. Smiling. Be quiet while I'm introducing.
That boy smiling.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I got a trick for this. Control everything around here. We're gonna cut everybody's mic off real quick because I got something I need to do right now. Okay, you know how we start this show. We got to start this show properly. All right, so let's do this. Let's do this one more time. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are back for another episode of the Band of Brothers Radio Show. And as you can see, the studio is already chaotic and hectic. I can't contain it. It's already out of control, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special episode of the Band of Brothers Radio Show.
Hey, you black boy, you better
turn my mic back up.
Turn me up.
Yay.
Hey. I can't contain them anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. We are in the it's building.
Like,
hey,
it's like happy hour in this joint.
With the brothers.
Hey,
there we go. Brothers.
With happy free drinks.
With free drinks.
Dirty ladies
water.
And gentlemen, hold
dirty
on
water,
just a second.
Dirty water, dirty
hold
water,
on,
dirty
hold
water.
Hold on just a second. Hold on just a second. JTB is back in the building, ladies
I'm back.
And gentlemen. The junior Lord teddy bear is
mercy
back.
JTB.
He is here.
Soul.
And as you can clearly see, he is here on a mission to wreck the show. Yes, give him a round of applause.
I got a round of applause.
Give him a round of applause.
All right, baby. Yeah.
I want a gunshot in the air for my man real quick.
We're gonna save the gunshots because I'm sure it's gonna be some gunshot
I'm
moments.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but we've been waiting for this. We've been babysitting you guys. We've been prepping you and getting you prepared. We have finally put the young man Coy, Big Coy, aka Mr. Ed Lover, and the junior teddy bear, Bobby Building, in the same room together.
I had to come up with a new name, man.
Ed Lover. Malik Yoba? How about that one?
Nah.
You don't want to go with that?
Nah.
All right, we're going to do a name contest. I'm going to post this picture on the
Coach. Yul Brynner. I'd rather live with Yul Brynner. I like
who is that?
Who
I heard that,
that
name before, but I don't know
yeah,
if I should.
Yeah,
Kotak.
Oh, God.
Okay. He took it back, didn't he?
Now, I'm going to start calling you New York Undercover.
Kojak.
That's what I'm going to call you. New York
Kojak.
Undercover.
Kojak. I like Kojak
yeah.
better.
That sounds
Kojak. Legit.
Before I get back to the Brothers of Shock Therapy That's Radio Kojak. Show, let me finish introducing these brothers in the room. We got Mr. I'm Just Saying in the building. What's going on, brother?
What's up,
how you
peoples?
Feeling today?
I'm feeling great.
Everything is good. Everything is great. Yes. That is awesome. That is lovely. Yeah. The Maverick is back in the building yesterday. He's off house arrest. He is off house arrest.
He
can
got
be back.
Ankle
in.
Bracelet on.
Yeah, he can be back.
It's
in the
over now.
He was put on punishment for a while, but he
I read
is allowed
his permission
to be out this
slip
week.
Already. It's okay. It's valid.
That boy got his shoes off.
He's wriggling his toes.
What's going on, y'all?
How you feeling today, man? You got any death threats recently? You know, any busted out windows, scratched up cars? Somebody? I mean, has anything weird and out of the way happened to you?
Everything you been good. Not- I mean, I've been playing it smooth. You know,
you've been on the low low recently.
Yeah.
Are you wondering why we're asking you this, or do you have any clue why we're asking?
No, I don't even know.
You don't even know? Well, let us refresh your memory on some of the things that you have expressed, because we know that you're Mr. Soundbite, and I don't even think that you realize the kind of soundbite that you get.
Go.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that have listened to the last two shows, you listened to the Band of Brothers Overdrive, I'm pretty sure you know what we're talking about, and if you listened to last week's radio broadcast, then you probably know what we're talking about as well. I warned you, brace yourselves, because it might rile you up once again, might incite a riot. And for those of you that haven't heard yet, especially you women, you might want to take a seat and take a listen to this sound clip that
you
we have.
Sound like my man.
Of the Mavs.
You the man.
Of the Mavs explanation. Oh, I'm going to need everybody to be quiet and just listen a little bit to what the Mav had to say about marriage. It's iconic, I got to tell you.
No. But I want to, you know, do that to my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Well, your wife ain't got the attribute.
Okay, look.
I'm saying.
Check it out. Okay, you in jail for so long. You know what I'm saying? With this marriage. You know what I'm saying? It is jail. It is jail. It is jail. Yeah. We on the.
Hold on.
We on the inside.
You know, we usually preserve this. There it is. You know, we made the whole day without it. We didn't.
It is jail. So we on the inside.
Let me get a
looking.
Double tap behind
oh,
that.
Yeah, we got.
We on it. we on the inside, you know what I'm saying? And we looking out, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
And them cats just want to get a little taste of what's on the outside, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my taste is just looking at them little two pictures that pop up on Thickagram. That tame me, you know what I'm saying? Then I go right back in jail, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. No. But.
Oh, God.
Hey, I got to start coming back more often.
You're right. That's classic.
Oh, man.
That is classic.
Wow. We're going to go ahead and give you a chance to explain yourself. Go ahead and exonerate yourself, brother. What was that all about?
Oh, no.
Hey, he was just saying what he was feeling, man.
You did right.
He did right?
I got your back.
House of
I'm rest. Single, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the difference. You know what I'm saying? You can say marriage is jail. You on the other side of the fence, but I don't know, man. So I'm pretty sure your wife hasn't heard this show yet.
No, not yet. I'm going to let her hear
it. You're going to go and let her hear it? Yeah. I was going to send a special clip.
You're sitting up there like, yeah, right. About that.
Right.
So how you see I cooked it?
No, it don't need to be explained. You know what I'm saying? I mean...
You ain't got to give no explanation.
That's the only taste I'm getting. You know what I'm saying?
Women.
She should be happy that I'm looking at them and not touching on them.
Oh, I thought you said them lips. I was going to say that. That's what it sounded like. I got you, brother.
I'm happy that, you know, that she ain't touching no other man. You know, she can look all day. That's fine.
So you okay with her feeling like marriage is jail?
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Y'all sellies, huh? Y'all inmates. Co-ed.
Yeah.
Making breaks for each other. Huh?
Right. Picking and choosing who's going to be the bailiff and the sheriff.
Right.
Let me get some of them Roman noodles. I got the mayonnaise and the tuna fish. You stir.
I mean, but sometimes it do feel like jail because you know you want to get out sometime. You know what I'm saying?
You want to get out in what sense?
I want to get out and go have some fun sometime.
When you say go have some fun,
my job is to moderate and ask questions.
Wait a minute. He said he want to get out and have some fun. I just want to know what type of fun he want to have.
Yeah.
You saying?
Is that single fun or is that?
Right. I want to have some single fun sometime.
We there.
I mean, but I'm just saying, dog.
He need a bomb behind that.
But I feel like women. But I feel like women also want to have some single fun too. I mean, it comes across them too.
So you fine with your?
That is the longest bomb ever.
It is. Hey,
it
long.
Is. Boy, that is a long bomb.
Well, he got time to run from that.
Yeah.
That's what he's trying to do, apparently.
And smoke a joint.
Right. Boy ain't made it yet.
Get out of here.
Right.
Let me stretch.
Hold on. So, well, back to the interrogation here, because I mean, I'm trying to help you all and get answers at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, you fine with your wife going out having single fun like you're talking about too?
No. I said that this is no, not actually doing it, but I mean, you know, wanting to do it.
Give me a scenario of what you're talking about.
Oh, I mean,
why are you shaking your head no, JTB? What are you saying over there? You saying don't do it?
Don't let this man lead you into a trap, man.
No. I'm good.
Don't do it, man.
I'm just keeping it real, you know.
Oh Lord.
Hey, as we all know, keeping it real does go wrong.
It does go wrong sometimes. It's okay to stop here.
But the flesh wanna do some things sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do it though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Blue Moon, you know, I think about token up a little bit.
Even the music had to cut off.
Token up a minute.
Check it out. Even the music had to stop to listen to what you was about to say next. It's crazy.
Hey, Blue Moon, I think about token up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
What else you think about doing?
Token up a little bit of wood. A
little bit of high grade, you know.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
A little bit of high grade. Yes,
what else you think about doing? Might as well just put it out there. Yeah, let's put it out. Maybe we can help you out.
Tell us how you really feel.
You know, he has a segment called that, so why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I help you, dog. Come on.
Just fine, you know, messing with one of them little thick chicks, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
touch a little booty every now and then.
No, in marriage terms, that means we look but we don't touch.
Yeah.
That ain't what he said.
But
no, he's clarifying. He's interpreting.
I just said I'm trying to help my man out.
Thank you. We appreciate
it. But he's saying on the single side.
No, I said on the marriage side.
Okay.
On the single side, that means if we see thick booty.
Yeah.
We might go slap it and ride the wave on in.
You feel the same way, JTB?
Yes, sir.
It said ride the wave on
it. I don't even want to lie. So, okay, what else are you trying to do? If you had your perfect night out being a married man that's in jail, as you phrase it, what would be your perfect night out?
See his face?
Huh? Like, being a married man that's in jail, what you talking about?
This is your terminology.
He trying to give you prison break, nigga. He trying to tell you if you had a prison break.
Oh, he said, oh my if God. I.
Yeah. In simpler terms, you're married right now.
Okay.
If you were able to get out and do your thing, what would that look like? What would that feel like?
Oh, man. I think I'll have some fun, you know what I'm saying?
If he wasn't married. That's,
no, yeah. No, he's married. He's in his current state.
He's married.
No, I'm saying if you asking the question that is if
he's married. No, he's married.
Right.
Are you asking?
Yes, as a married man.
Oh, okay. As a married man.
Yes. What would be your perfect night out right now currently as a married man? If you had a free pass to do whatever you wanted to do.
Oh, a free pass? Oh, man. And anything good with God and anything like that?
Yep, go ahead.
I'm right behind you.
Well,
everything got to be all good.
You know? We just putting it out the street. You married, but you can do what you want to do the way you want to do it by your rules.
I'm right behind you, bro. Go ahead.
What would that look like?
I clean up where you left off. Go ahead.
Well, no, man, I might slide to a.
Go ahead, dog. Let it loose. Yeah. I wish y'all could see JCB over here or something, man. Trying to tell his man no.
Don't do it.
I don't know, man. I might go out on the town or something, man. You know, go kick it. You know, go get a drink or something, you know. And go holler at me some old heads or something, you know.
Old heads?
Some
yeah.
Old heads. I ain't messing with them little young chicks, man. I ain't messing with no young chicks, man.
You want some of that season pom pom, huh?
Yeah. Season.
Pay the bill.
Not the young kids, man. No.
They pay the bill?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
get you gas.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. There
season.
You go.
So boom, you'll be okay boom, with doing all this while you married?
No,
coming
but.
Coming back home guilt free.
After one night, you said he had a free pass.
You said I had a free pass.
Yeah, he had a free pass.
After 12 o'clock,
said I had a free
like,
pass.
Hey, brother, everything goes back to normal. You know?
He said I had a free
man
pass.
Man said he was gonna go out and go get him some Lowry's.
Okay, right. Okay. So how? Okay, this is in theory, right?
Lowry's,
ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, this is in theory for those that are listening.
Lowry's fried okra.
This is in theory. I'm trying to get this out.
Well, lust is pink lotion. Oozing on the side.
There we go. Now we got things back in control here. This is in theory. What's the likelihood of you actually going to pull this off? Like, what's your desire level is what I'm trying to ask.
Don't answer it.
No, it ain't nothing that I'm really.
You can't be muting us.
No. It ain't nothing that I really, really want to go do or nothing like that. Like, it'd be all on my mind and stuff like that, but I'm just saying, you know,
if
stuff,
you were allowed to,
I mean, stuff being married, you know what I'm saying,
that mean that he wouldn't do anything outside that he couldn't do with his wife at home.
Okay. Well, thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
I told you I had your back, man.
There you go.
You tried to have your back last time with the jail thing, but you just let it loose so fast nobody can save you.
I came prepared this week.
So JTB, you back in the building, man. You got any questions you want
to
ask the mayor?
I wanted to know why I didn't have an epic introduction. Like sounds of music.
I got something for you. I got something for you. I just didn't have time to put it together. But when we officially start recording,
I mean, it is your honor that I'm back in here.
You think that, but I mean,
you should be happy. You're welcome. You're welcome.
We appreciate you coming 2 hours late.
You should know about that. I've never been on time.
We know that.
I have never been on time.
We discussed that. Love
it. Loved it.
So, Corey, you prepared for this? You prepared to deal with the madness?
Yeah, why not? Hey, we go in. This is what we do. This is what I do at work.
Oh, we know. We know how you get down.
Very unfiltered situations.
Yep. And I am then, you know what I am.
Yeah.
So, and mm-hmm. You know, so it is what it is.
So what can we expect from the Shock Therapy 2.0 with the JTB and now having a cohort or that can... Man, I don't know how this is going to go. We're going to sit back
Wait,
and see.
Wait, first of all, we ain't going to call it 2.0. Yeah. We're going to call this Turbo Drive.
Turbo Drive? Okay. You going in?
I mean, just so complete randomness.
What kind of topics y'all going to be pulling up, man? Because now we ain't got one single man. We got two single men in the building. What kind of topics are we going to be dealing with?
I have no idea.
That sounds about right.
Honestly, it really doesn't matter if we had a topic. I'd probably change it by the time we get started.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We're probably being changed like two or three times, to be honest with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we can start off with one thing and then go into something else.
And I'm definitely calling in. I'm definitely calling in on the shows.
I want to get my people back, my callers back that we used to have. See if we can get some people to start this thing back up. Make sure that I can promote a little bit on Facebook. I'd love to have our fan base back. It's been a minute. I need to come back. I got some things I need to say. The thing about it is that I don't know what I'm going to say until I say it.
We got a couple bottles of unused Psalms 37.
Water. We still got the miracle water.
Is it 37
sitting on the
or 27?
No, no, no.
37.
It's called miracle mud.
It don't even matter,
right?
Yeah, y'all the upgraded for y'all. It's miracle mud now.
Yeah, it's miracle mud.
So now we got miracle mud, miracle mud, and dirty water.
Right.
Oh yes,
man. It's a combination package.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, you never know what's gonna happen.
So like, I'm going to just tell you guys like this, listening audience, you know, this is the Band of Brothers radio show once again on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio, cscradio.caster.fm. We try to do things ethically with a balance. We give you a little satire, but we try to wrap it all up and bring it home with some common sense and something you can go home with that'll give you some good information. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just warn you that shock therapy doesn't quite work like that.
No,
the views and opinions expressed by the Junior Teddy Bear and Mr. Big Coy are not necessarily the views and opinions of Culture Shock Entertainment Radio and CultureShockEntertainment.com
as a
whole.
But it's what you need to hear.
But they can be.
Yes.
But they can. That's more important.
It's what you need to hear, and it's probably the truth.
Exactly.
Probably the truth. Like
just
what?
Raw, unfiltered truth.
Yeah. So check it out. We're going to have a couple of women sliding through the show.
Are they single?
They're single.
Mm. Let them slide through.
But check this out. But you have a couple control issues on their hand. Might have some things going on. It might be some reoccurring guests. Let's put it like that.
That's okay.
Some reoccurring guests.
Come on.
How are you guys going to handle that when that comes along?
Need to get them back up to speed anyway, you know.
In what sense? What do you mean by that?
Would I need to get them up to speed?
Yeah.
Well, they probably had a little too much time on their own with freehand thinking they running stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So that's why I'm back.
That's why you're back.
Right.
I totally agree with him.
Yeah,
I totally agree with
my boy over here.
You got to think about it like this. When you single and you got a single girl coming over, she gonna leave. She ain't staying.
Exactly.
She ain't gotta go home.
She just gotta get out of here.
Exactly.
So what you mean? You can say whatever you feel like to her
and put her out.
Yes.
And put her out.
Right.
No, well, you can't really put nobody out.
Well, you can kind of, you know.
But you can tell her to leave.
Hey, baby.
You gotta go.
Why can't you put him out?
Well, because
I don't want to be rude about it, but
she don't stay there.
Yeah.
I can't put you out where you don't stay.
Okay.
But I can make you leave.
Okay. That's true. I got you.
You know.
That's true.
Hey, you got your own spot.
Dirty that up.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Now, you see, ladies and gentlemen, and specifically talking to you ladies, you're going to have a lot to deal with when shock therapy comes back on the air. See,
I like? What I think people don't understand is that I'm always right. So, you know, understand.
You ain't no compromise.
Right. And then I got another person here who's always right, too. You there cannot. You
so how in the world y'all going to coexist if both of y'all always right?
Hey, we put our.
Y'all better be on the same page all the time.
That's right. We put our righteous.
Combined.
Look, we put our righteousness upon the masses.
Yes.
Yes. Touchdown.
That's what we do.
I was going to say the same thing. We're on the same page.
There
same
it is.
Page. Yes.
You know, I did forget, you know, the Band of Brothers does have a doctor, Dr. Romeo, the love doctor. He's actually a doctor who's not here today because he's handling other doctor-type business.
A doctor also. What
but Shock Therapy, I was going to say that, man. Let me get to it. Shock Therapy has his own version of a doctor as well.
I am a doctor.
Doctor-esque, if you will.
That's what I'm talking about.
What are you the doctor of exactly? We had a name for it.
I forgot.
Started with an E. We're going to have to look that up. And it meant something like you're always right. I'm going to have to look back to the old shows. Fans, help me out. Y'all probably know better than I do. He's a doctor
Can
of
we
something.
Start
he is the doctor of epic
shows?
Explosions of all things possible.
Oh, my God.
See? Look at that. It's magic. Magic.
Like that. Did you see that?
That is all right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That
Interesting.
Is all right.
Yes.
Hey, man. That's what it is. That's what it do sometimes.
It does.
Sometimes you need that. Remember when I told you? Sometimes we need them days. You gotta have them. Because it make everything, it make the universe flow right.
It do?
Exactly. And that's what we
flow.
Can do. make sure the universe is in the right
flow.
Come on, Mav. Don't leave us out there hanging. Come on and give us a
He's trying to figure out how he's going to fix the situation at the house.
I'm good.
Mav, don't worry about the situation. We already fixed that for you.
I go with the flow. You
good? Flow, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, we're going to have some things for you to flow with today, because I think you missed where we're about to go in a second. But before we get into today's topics, you brothers from the Shock Therapy Radio Show, got anything else you want to interject in your own personal segment on the Band of Brothers before we get into the topics of the day?
No, not really.
I'm thinking, all right, well, let's go ahead and get right on into it. So, we're talking about single brothers and stuff like that and things going on or whatnot. And we had a topic that we talked about. I think we talked about it in the Overdrive. So make sure you listen to the podcast on CultureShockEntertainment.com. But we came up with this epic and phenomenal new phrase that makes so much sense that we have to break it down, dissect it, and analyze it. And say, I see you over there on your phone. I think you got something for us on this topic, right?
What's that now?
About the side wife.
What about it?
Yeah, you see your face? I saw your face from back here. I see your face, JTB.
Side wife?
Side wife.
I don't have a wife.
Wow.
Yeah, but.
But I can have a side one too?
You might have one. You might have one and don't even know it.
It's possible. What? It's possible.
Yes, it is.
How many of these can you have?
As many as you like.
Yep.
There it is. So you're saying something to me earlier about
that'll work for me.
The side wife, the side chicken, something else you had. You wanted to break
as
that
long
down
as
for
she
us?
Know her place. We all right.
You said what?
Yes.
What did you have for us earlier, man? You wanted to talk about the side wife and stuff, man.
I told you what I wanted to talk about.
Well, I'm giving you your space to talk about it. This is how this works. This is how this
I
works.
I told him. Clear cut what I wanted to talk about.
This is how this works.
And then he had the galls and the balls to tell me. I would counter what you say.
This is how this works. This is what's called a radio show. So you do things like segue and build up to the topics of the day. So even though I know what the topic is, I'm going to lead into the topic first. And not just say, hey, Matt, Justin, say something. So let's try this again. I think you had something to say over there about a certain topic, didn't you, Mr. I'm Just Saying?
And we're going to say this again. I told you.
Well, why don't you tell the masses, tell the audience what you were talking about. They would like to hear.
Oh, God. So what I was saying to the architect earlier while we were at our other business endeavor, we was having a little side conversation on a little break, and we, you know, amongst each other, and I said, you know what? I got to say that the side chick and the side wife is like a waste of time. And he said,
see, them bust your butt before you even started, JT.
And he said,
I'll clear this up in a minute.
He said,
clear it up for us. Okay, go.
And James said, well, I have to beg to differ. And I said, oh, okay. So I'm curious to hear how you beg to differ, because you are the architect.
I mean, you got to give an explanation first. The audience doesn't know.
Well, let me.
I'm trying to figure it out.
This is my theory. This is my theory, and I had a life changing experience that helped me see the light and understand this fully.
Epiphany.
Side girls, sides. You know, like when you're eating the main meal.
Side dishes.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Side dishes.
We then came up with another one. This place creates some of the most iconic things ever.
Can he talk?
Yeah, when I'm done saying something.
He asked you to talk and then take over.
Yeah, you know, that's how.
So what about the side dishes?
That's how you do it. Okay. You know, it's his show.
It ain't my show, but I am a moderator.
Oh, well,
I am a moderator.
It's definitely his show. We just work here.
Go ahead with the side dishes, man.
Woo. Oh, yeah, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted. The side dishes, you know, you have your main meal.
Right.
That's
your
chicken.
Main dish. Chicken, poultry.
What about the pork? Can't have pork?
There you go.
Oh,
poultry.
Lord.
Poultry.
We try to stay away from
We're trying to stay away from the pork.
We're going to catch JTB up on the poultry.
I just got done eating some pork.
Right.
Poultry is chicken heads, tack heads. Anything that got to do with hens.
Gotcha.
And all that kind of stuff.
And turkeys.
Gotcha. And turkeys.
Yes, all indeed.
Right. So
that's poultry. We try to stay away from that.
And so, with that being said, you have side dishes that go along with the poultry. The main dish is the poultry. You can't have the dinner without the main dish.
All right.
It ain't really a dinner. You're just having some snacks. It don't really fill you up. The main dish is the main thing. You want the main thing. Every time you go out to eat,
I think they can fill you up. Just might not be good for you. But
protein. Then you go interrupting again.
You see what I'm saying?
This
is what I deal with.
You said you wanted my counterpoint. I had one right there when you said that. But
I'm just saying. What are you trying to say? I'm just saying.
Thank you,
he
man.
Starts. He just starts talking and stuff. He can't even get his point out.
He's been doing this since, man, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure out
what's going on with the fried chicken.
I'm just trying to get in a couple words and I back up.
I do your thing, man.
We want you to expound a little more.
We want you to expound
what
a little
I'm
more
saying,
on the topic.
What I'm saying is this. The side dishes are cool. So you can have the main by itself and be good. But with them side dishes,
sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my throat itching a little bit.
He can't help it.
Yeah, he just got it.
That didn't sound too good.
I'm sorry, a little segue. I have allergies a little bit, so my throat was itching. I didn't know you could catch that in the mic. Forgive me. Proceed.
Yeah, because I wasn't going to say what I'm like.
What is the architect doing?
Is somebody over there with him? Is somebody over there with him?
And what exactly is the cause of your itchy throat?
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
And do we need to call a doctor?
It's still under investigation. We'll see.
Okay.
I quit.
All right, go back to the side dishes. You was explaining. I was getting
light. Get you some penicillin. Some of that pink stuff.
Maybe some.
Or some Coca-Cola.
Yeah. See, he be dropping these metaphors. I don't know what he be talking about. What is Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Oh, side dishes, ladies and gentlemen. What are we talking about?
See, that's how important side dishes are. You can't even get it out because they're not even important. They're not.
You can
have the main meal without the side dishes.
I beg to differ.
I'm just saying.
Speaking to the mic, man. You beg to differ.
I beg to differ.
We're listening.
With the side dishes, it accompanies the meal. It balances it all out and makes everything worth it. You don't eat just chicken, although you can, but what you want some macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And a nice glazed biscuit to go with it. Yeah.
But no.
You know what I'm saying?
I knew Matt was going to have something to say.
Listen to what I'm saying. I get what you're saying.
I understand you need the main to help you survive.
No, but check it. If the main dish is just macaroni and cheese, you like, that can't be the main dish.
No,
not really.
Okay. Caucasians do it every day.
Yeah, because I'm about to say, macaroni and cheese is a main dish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just got to know how to cook it.
Yeah.
See? You thought it was going to be me.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It ain't even me this time.
Oh, my God.
They do it every day.
Every day.
Wow.
Macaroni and cheese.
My eyes hurt.
They have made the side dish the main dish.
Right.
That's where they made the mistake.
And that's the problem.
Yes, that's where they made
the
mistake.
Make the side dish the main dish.
Exactly.
If they would have just left that side
dish. But it's so wrong and awkward.
And it's bad for your health.
Yes, it is. It kills.
Sure it is. But in moderation, all things are good.
I'd have had to jump on your side.
Hey, everything is good in moderation. So you might have your little Koi Bay beef. Some peas. And maybe a little corn. Sweet Kool-Aid to wash it all down
with.
With a little water to help wash that down.
There
you
go.
I got you.
And don't forget your slice of cake at the end of the night.
Jesus help us.
Something sweet.
Y'all just totally killed everything I just said.
I was about to say, do you have a response to that?
I don't.
There's no response? Let's see, here's the problem.
Dishes are important.
Here's the problem. When you get high cholesterol and high blood pressure.
And you just die.
That's where the main dish come back in. That's where the main dish come back in. Because if it do its job, it's going to absorb all
the Don't try to detox and purge now. It's too late. Right. You already got diabetes.
It's never too late. It's never too late. All you need is a little exercise.
That's why they make alternatives.
What would be the exercise?
A whole lot of cardio.
Exactly. Okay, what would be that in the relationship term?
Right.
Yeah, a whole lot of cardio.
Cardio.
Yes.
Oh, you think that's going to fix the problem? A lot
of
cardio?
Yeah. You need to sweat. Okay. Everybody needs to sweat.
Yes, sir.
Sweating is good.
Yes.
It just depends on how you sweat.
And that's where the main dish comes
in. Well, if you eat too much side dishes
and you doing that, you probably die doing
exactly.
that.
Exactly. I was going to say, you get too unhealthy, you try to work out, you're going to bust your heart.
But once again, we said in moderation and balance. You messing up the balance.
That's what you said. You made it. He had a whole smorgasbord of stuff he listed over there. Right. You said you're going to end it with cake.
I didn't have no smorgasbord.
You got to have cake.
You're doing
you
too much.
You got to have a dessert.
You got to have a little piece of something. A little chocolate mousse.
Paul, excuse me. Weren't you the one that told me you need to cut down on your sweet consumption? Didn't you tell me that?
No.
They make sugar-free desserts.
I was focusing in on the main meal. I said Koi Bay beef, some peas, and maybe some corn.
Right. Okay.
JTB said she need a slice of cake.
And then he said some Kool-Aid.
Yeah, you did say sweet Kool-Aid.
Sweet Kool-Aid. But how you know he didn't make it with Splenda? Yeah.
Can't make sweet Kool-Aid with Splenda.
Yes, you can.
You cannot. That's an oxymoron. You can't put Splenda in Kool-Aid.
Well, I'll be an oxymoron.
You can put Splenda in Kool-Aid.
Yes, you can.
Nobody from the hood has ever done that in the existence of life.
That's all right. Hey, you know if what? They used to make us I'm walk pretty, outside and go get a Switch, somebody had made some Splenda Kool-Aid. With some Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Interesting. I used to eat syrup sandwiches.
That's different.
They was good.
I never made it there.
That's a delicacy. Syrup sandwiches are a delicacy.
Yes, they are.
Just a side note.
If you ain't never had no sugar water, you ain't living.
Mm. Yes. I'm just saying.
Sugar water is.
All right. We need a neutralizer on this one. Mav, where are you at on
Jesus,
on
really?
The side dish?
That's the neutralizer?
I just want to see. I got to see.
Chicken, macaroni, and cheese, green beans.
Where you at on the side?
Biscuits.
We done kind of diverted away from the normal saying of side
cookies.
Wife, side chick.
And cookies.
You know, side wife and side chick is equivalent to the side dishes, so. Man, where you at, man? I heard you. Oh yeah. That's about right over there. Explain
sound
to me.
Like
where
a
you
good
at?
Feast, didn't it, my
brother? It sounded good to me when JTB said it. You know what I'm saying?
The doctor is here. I'm solving problems every day.
I agree.
You agree with side dishes?
Yeah, I ain't saying for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
You are a bad advocate for married men all
that's
over
how
the
you
world.
Clear up.
He just said they weren't for
they
him.
He said it wasn't for him.
But it's for everybody else, man. You can't put it out there like that, man.
That's okay. No. He focused in on the main part.
You
they
asked him what his opinion was.
Yeah.
But he said that's not what he said it's for not him, but his opinion.
So who exactly is it for? I need you to...
For those that want to take it and run with it, that's what it's for.
I agree.
That's what it's for.
Lord help us.
He's
Lord
not
us.
Suggesting it.
We need to love Dr.
Saying
that.
It's,
we need to love Dr. Saban.
Especially
but
buttery
he's just
side
saying
dishes.
If it's thrown in the atmosphere, if you decide to pick it up,
yeah,
that's your fault. It sounds like a great meal
with marshmallows.
With marshmallows.
So this is black people problems right here. That's why all y'all got bad health, man. Y'all won't stick to what's good for you. You're messing around with all this other stuff,
but it tastes
messing
good.
You up.
They pin watermelon.
Relationship. That's the
truth.
Pin some iced tea and some buttery sides on anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, so hold up, pause. JTB is over here, oh, yeah, and rocking, man. Last I checked, you were in a stable relationship. So you think you can pull off some side dishes?
You asked for my opinion. My opinion is that I think side dishes are wonderful. They are amazing.
Interesting.
They hold a great weight in the world. It equal balances everything out. We are getting the universe into alignment.
Really?
Side dishes are necessary.
So speaking of universe into alignment, this is what I was going to say before I had to jump to the defense of Mr. I'm Just Saying.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm here for you, man. We got enough craziness. We got to neutralize it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
But the only thing I was going to say in defense of the side chick is it does actually kind of balance things out in this sense. Now, I'm not saying have a side dish on the side. You need to stick to the main course. But knowing that there's some junk food in the cabinet that you can't get to if the main meal ain't right.
Eat it.
Make sure that you are seasoning it and properly taking care of that main dish. You know
well,
what I'm
technically,
saying?
The
so
main...
making sure if it's a side chick always lurking around.
Hey, man,
that
the main
keep,
chick is
that
always.
That keep the main chick on her toes.
Just to clear something up, according to the main dish that I'm just saying gave, he said it was some fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
That's not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be in relationships.
But my green beans and greens is, though.
Mm-hmm. Not the way you like them. Not the way you like them.
A little, little,
not with a ham hock and a stick of butter in it.
I was talking about baked chicken breasts.
Oh, baked chicken breasts?
That's always healthy.
Yeah, good juicy breasts.
Baked chicken breasts.
Yes,
plump breasts.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
plump,
juicy breasts.
Tender. If they are double D's.
I would ask something, but I'll save that for if we make it to the overdrive. You know, there's an interesting spectrum on that. I don't think everybody's on that page, actually, but we'll save that for another time.
They can be.
I'm saying it's page as far as preference. preference, you know, the preference that you just put out there. But I digress, and we move on. Talking about,
I personally like thighs and breasts.
The whole bird.
No, I don't like
you
the whole bird.
You don't appreciate the whole bird?
No, because some birds got ugly feet.
I'm talking about your bird, that you know, your personal bird. I mean, I like the whole bird.
Oh, my personal bird is all right.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, them birds that's running around in the yard, you know, looking like they didn't expose to radioactivity. No, you don't want them.
That's why I said.
Why are you hanging around with those birds?
I'm just saying they're roaming around in the yard. You're not hanging around with them.
Didn't I tell him? I told him the week before last, stay away from poultry. I told him that.
I'm trying to. Well, I am staying away from poultry, man.
Yeah,
but
you might be doing a little something.
Okay. You know, I stick exclusively to the main dish. No sides for me. No fantasies aside.
I feel like I need to clear myself up just in case.
I think you might need to.
My counterpart, listen. Yeah, these are just jokes.
don't man down now. Don't man down now.
Just jokes.
You gonna have some explaining to do.
I'm done.
That's interesting. So Mr. I'm just saying, do you have anything else about the side chick before?
Wait.
I mean, have they completely destroyed your argument?
Yes, that's what I was going to ask. Did I?
Well, what happened?
Did I destroy what you were talking about?
Yeah, I'm pretty much kind of like want some potato salad and macaroni and cheese.
Yes, sir.
Really? They didn't.
You got a new convert.
You didn't let the single brothers come in.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
And why they got their hands up?
This is not supposed to happen.
Why do they have their hands up?
He got a new convert.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, look. You have failed at your mission, Mr. I'm just saying. How you let them convert you?
Spirit.
You supposed to be bringing them over to our side.
That's how you do it.
The force is strong with them, James. The force is very strong with them.
And may it be with
Lord always. Jesus, no side dishes, please. No side. Not even for the single brothers. Definitely not for the married man. Stop fantasizing about the side dish. That's your problem right there. You looking at all the sweets and all of the unhealthy stuff. You keep looking at it, and eventually you're going to want to consume some. You remember how sweet the Snicker bar was when you was eating them back in the day?
No, wait a minute. Now whoa.
They said, whoa.
Time out. He got that 20 seconds. I'm gonna need them 20 seconds.
He just called maybe a 20 seconds.
He called an audible. Maybe I should have used another analogy, but you know what I'm saying?
Please do.
Okay,
I'm calling an audible and a 20 seconds.
I'm gonna need them.
How you call an audible and a 20 seconds?
Hey, man.
How you call an audible and a 20 seconds?
Maybe I should have said like an oatmeal cream pie or something like that. Maybe I should have used that, you know.
Well, that would have been a better now.
Right, my bad. Excuse
how do you say an audible then a 20 second timeout?
Man, did you hear what he ran it all together like it would
had to stop him on that one. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
My bad.
Run past that like you ain't just say it.
Exactly. I'm gonna need you to give me them.
Yeah. I ain't even got no whistle on here, man.
Right. Hey,
I got
architect,
air
coach.
I got an air
get
horn.
Get some of that.
My bad. God. Excuse me. You remember what the oatmeal cream pie tastes like back in the day? You can't keep looking at the oatmeal cream pie and don't want to take a bite out of it. Okay?
You can.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You're going to keep looking at the sweets and not want to grab something off the table?
Depending on how long you look at it, man. Depending on how long you look at it. That's
okay. Mr. Expert in this area, how long are you looking before you cutting away? What's the limit? What's the time limit before you cutting away?
I mean, if the line is long at the grocery store, and I just keep staring at it and staring at me. You know what I'm saying?
And you know,
job is to indulge.
And And you know it's that one in that pack that the cream is coming off
the
cake.
Side of it. It's just
you just want to lick the cream.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of it.
Right.
Oh, man.
See, now you see my point.
Flick of the finger.
Look, now y'all want to go out and grab a pack right now. This is my point. You can't be looking at the oatmeal cream pie and think you ain't going to want to taste.
Nah, in the macros with the fence.
Oh, man. Y'all funny.
I used to smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was random, but go ahead.
I quit.
So are you saying that's what you would do with the sweets? The sweets is different. That's a different type of drug.
No, it ain't.
I just seen you pick up a few sweets even though you're a health fanatic. I ain't seen you pick up a cigarette.
But you ain't never picked me pick up a cigarette.
Right, but I've seen you pick up sweets.
And that's the same situation my
mom is in. Because I ain't never had a cigarette, but I can't. The sweets is hard to get away from.
So if you ain't never had a
cigarette, it's called redirecting. It's called redirecting.
I redirect myself from the cigarette
there anymore
to the healthy eating. At first it was the sweets.
Okay.
But then it turned into the cucumbers and the strawberries and raspberries.
And you redirect until you get the peanuts. It's a process.
But every now and then you dip back into the sweets. You have a quote unquote cheat day.
Yeah.
A
sweet cheat day. AKA sweet tooth.
My body need it.
See what I'm saying? You got to leave the sweets alone, man.
It needs some of that sugar.
You got to leave them sweets alone altogether.
But
purge yourself.
But it don't need no nicotine. That's where the match.
I mean, you go. You bringing something else there anyway? You ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Leave that. Thank you. Leave that saturated fat alone. It ain't good for your heart, man. It ain't
saturated fats is okay. People been eating pig feet and pork chops for years.
Ain't nothing wrong with them. It's just the way that they cook.
That's true.
It's 100 years.
100 years old, still eating pig feet.
Yeah, exactly.
And chitterlings. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Hey,
they ain't eat sweets like that though.
They don't have to. The pig feet is enough. The pig feet is enough.
That's their main course. I mean, it might not be what you like, but it's their main course.
Right, exactly. That's it's their main course.
You don't eat no pig feet without greens? Get out of here, man.
I mean, you can.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Time out. 20. Okay. Let me get a 20. Let me get a 20.
I got the air horn for you. All right.
What are we talking about?
Well,
we didn't talk about pig feet.
We kind
of pig feet now?
Well, me and JTB is on the same page because it's...
Okay,
we understand where each other coming from.
To clear it up, if you're just coming in on the back end, we're using food analogies to talk about relationships and faithfulness.
Oh, in that case,
you know, the main course
you
is
started the conversation.
The main course, he should
talking
remember.
About side dishes.
He should remember since he started it, but nonetheless, the main dish is your wife slash your faithful commitment. The side dish.
I mean, if you picked up a pig feet for your main dish,
Thanksgiving some dinner
have.
Every day.
Yeah. Some people
you.
Have.
Yeah.
To each his own. Some people
that's
have.
You.
I would
but
never.
But you got to love, hold, and embrace that pig.
That's right.
I've never tasted the pig feet a day in my life, but some people love it. Some people can't live without it.
Big nailed us on it.
Right.
Horrible.
And they think absolutely. And some people suck
that little stuff in between the toe. You love that to death, all right?
Some people love that.
That's your main dish.
But they ain't messing around with their main dish.
Now, what happens is, in our society today, some people make the side dish the main dish.
That's what I was saying.
And
that's
then
what I was
that's
saying.
When it go wrong.
Yes, ain't that what I said?
Yeah, but they completely obliterated it, blew it up, and killed it. And
then come back and say the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. We'll bring logic to it. Just let me debunk whatever you're saying first.
Right, exactly.
Now.
I think JTB might be more of a contrarian than you. I'm just saying.
I think so, too.
Now, the logic is, at the end of the day, you don't want to go off and eat too many side dishes and have a cardiac arrest.
Why are you pointing at me? Why are you pointing back at me? Why in the world are you pointing back at me?
I wanted to use your words.
Are you insinuating that the architects had too many side dishes?
I had no side dishes. Hey, check this out. I am a vegan, okay? I am a vegan. I mean, nothing unhealthy.
Y'all ever notice when he got to defend himself, he get real loud?
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, y'all ain't going to talk over me on this one. I got to go home and explain. I ain't the maverick. I can't say what I want. I got to explain myself.
But to clear it up, I do believe, you need to stay with your main dish. It is the most healthiest, important part of the meal. That's why it's also the largest portion of the meal.
Baked
as well.
Chicken breast is good for the soul.
Exactly.
You get you a nice, good, juicy, tender, voluptuous, golden brown piece of chicken
breast.
Oh, Lord.
Breast.
Or as my man J. Cole would say, little brown liquor in my liver, pretty brown thing in my beard.
Right. I can get with it. Yes, sir.
You can get with that, huh?
Yes, sir.
I can only imagine that you could.
Yes.
Lord have mercy. We don't know what the shock therapy is coming, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio. Look, I'm going to tell y'all once again, I had to tell y'all last time when we were running the show, talk to them men. Talk to them, man. Hey, I can't control what they do. I'm not trying to control what they do. Just don't bring it to me is all I'm saying.
But to let you know that I'm just saying, yes, I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying.
Feels good.
Yes.
Tony.
Well, in y'all case, it'll be anniversary.
Yeah, I agree with that. It feels good. This is our anniversary. Yeah, I can dig it. All right. Have y'all explained enough about the side dishes and all that? Can we move on? Or are y'all
done?
Yeah, I'm good.
I just wanted to clear both sides of the spectrum.
No saturated fats, no cholesterol.
You need enough. You know,
there you go again with the saturated fats.
Yeah. Your body can't live without having something.
It's got to have
healthy
some fat.
Healthy fat.
Okay.
Now you're tripping.
Why are you yelling?
No. Hey, what is it called? Trans fats. No trans fats. No,
there
no.
you go. All right. I
hope y'all ain't dealing with no trans.
Hey, we gonna get
no
some trans cars. Fats. We're gonna get some cars with Sierra Pitch on it. And every time he say something stupid, he's gonna hold it up.
You're trying to invoke.
It's okay if you speak.
You put the card up.
Calm
I ain't
down.
Say nothing.
Calm down, architect. Calm down.
Right. I can't do it.
It's okay.
All right. She ain't gonna get you. We ain't gonna let her get you.
See,
we ain't gonna let her get you.
This is what's happening. All them side dishes are still in my arteries, and I'm a little tense all the time. See?
Well, you just said you ain't had no side dishes.
He was vegan. He told me he
because
was vegan.
Of the side dishes in the past. You see, when you eat bad, it causes hypertension.
What was you eating?
Wait a minute. You should have been flushed out.
Were you eating barrels of fat?
You said I do. You should have been flushed out.
You know, don't go away that simply.
Thoroughly.
Just because you start eating healthy, all of a sudden they don't go away. Like, it's still in your system. and now I'm tense, so I had to defend myself when people bring stuff up. I am a healthy eater, okay?
Okay, we're going to change this subject. Yes.
That boy vessel.
He
going in.
Yeah, he got blood vessel and popping out.
Very strict diet. Very strict diet for me, okay?
But you still got desserts and stuff in you.
Yeah. Cakes. I'm giving up the desserts. I only eat cakes, rice cakes. Cookies. Rice cakes. I eat rice cakes, okay? I don't mess with anything else.
He didn't went from eating rice pudding to eating rice cakes.
Right. You gotta say,
I'm just eating rice.
It's a lifestyle
change.
I just eat rice.
White rice.
No seasoning, no salt, no nothing.
I eat white rice.
No pizzazz at all.
So you saying your main dish is bland?
Oh. Whatever.
You just stepped into something.
Wow. Oh. My main dish is well seasoned.
I hope you
wow.
Yeah. You got your big boy boots on back there?
I got steel toes in the car. I got steel toes in the car.
You need to put them on.
You should redirect.
Better put the pins on.
Check this out. I'd rather have a bland dish than have a side dish that's going to kill me at an early age.
But no, you said you still got stuff in your system.
You're not saying it right.
He just said he got that stuff still in his system.
Hey,
he was back there eating buckets of Crisco and stuff. It shouldn't still be in your system, man.
Right. After 10 years?
No, I'm looking at some of these guts and arms around here. I ain't the only one that still got side dishes in my system.
No,
I ain't got no side dishes in my system.
We talking about some other stuff. You talking about side dishes.
Arms and guns.
You said it don't go
we do have
that easy.
No, you have side effects from it. Like the mad be bringing up and how you... And
you must have had some wonderful side dishes.
Right.
If you still feeling after...
Yeah, that must have been amazing. That must have been amazing.
I hope you're not eating just anything. You're not just putting anything on your plate.
He must have ate one too many red velvets.
For real.
No.
You know what?
If we want to be technical,
wait a minute.
He still
eat pudding pies. Puddings and pies. Vanilla, pretty much chocolate puddings.
What does that mean?
Okay.
You still eat chocolate puddings.
Still eating that chocolate pudding, huh?
You're going to have to clear me up on that analogy. What exactly are
you
saying?
You still eating the chocolate puddings. That ain't healthy for you.
Okay, I don't get it, so pudding, I'm going to deny it
pudding,
because I don't
cream.
Get it.
What? You don't get it?
He's still going to Cosby on the
pudding. Hold on. They have rice pudding. That's
no, that ain't what you be eating. You be eating that unhealthy stuff.
It ain't unhealthy when it's coming from the right source.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
How is it unhealthy?
Okay.
I'm getting it straight from the source, unpasteurized. You know what I'm saying?
But
the
you
high
still got
stuff.
But you
no,
still
wait
got,
a minute. Now, unpasteurized is not always good.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes you
okay,
got to
help,
have some,
go ahead and clear it up
if,
for us.
If it's coming from home, it's got to be pasteurized.
Yes.
Got to be pasteurized.
All right. How about this? Non-homogenized. Is that better?
He trying to go through so many different alleys.
Right.
I don't know what the non-homogenized means. Just say sweet tea without sugar.
Time out. Y'all trying to make it like my pudding is bad.
Just say sweet tea without sugar. That's
right. I got to clear it up because y'all trying to make it like my pudding is bad. My pudding is A-OK.
No, sir.
You know, don't try to make my pudding sound like bad.
I'm trying to help you out.
We ain't helping you out.
It's OK.
You said it.
I'm helping you out.
You just said, all we saying is you said you still got sweets and stuff in your system.
Yes.
Y'all don't.
And you said homogenized.
Okay. No, right. No.
Pasteurized.
Use the dictionary word.
He said unpasteurized.
He's the architect.
I tried to help him out and say pasteurized.
I'm looking up to him, and he told him, I still got desserts in my system.
Right.
You don't have sweets in your
system? That's like getting, you ever drank unpasteurized milk?
No, I haven't. I just wanted to
my point exactly.
So you. No, I haven't. Okay, well, let's do a round table real quick. Mr. JTB, you're still currently eating sweets right now, so I'm not going to ask you. Mr. I'm just saying, you don't have sweets still in your system?
Sweets?
What do you mean I'm still eating sweets? Wait a minute.
You're not eating sweets?
You're not going to just pass that up right there. Wait a minute. Mess me up on the radio show. No, I'm not eating no sweets. I may keep a cake on the table, but you know what I'm saying?
You're just looking at it like the Maverick.
Yes, I can't.
Okay. Yes. Like the Maverick, huh?
Yeah, every now and again, you're going to get too
long. Time out. We're going to do this round table.
Stare at me too long.
Before we finish the round table, you never cleared up how long you can look, Mav, since you're the looking expert. How long can you look before it's too much?
Just redirected on you. Don't take that. No, don't take that. Like,
2 seconds.
Tell them whenever you want.
Look for 2 seconds. 3 seconds is just too long. 3 seconds is too long.
Oh, God, we in trouble.
It's like when we go to the bathroom. If you shake too much, you know what they call it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Your analogy, I don't know how you protecting this stuff.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you say so.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, back over to Mr. I'm Just Saying. You don't have any more sweets in your system. You sweets free.
You sound sweets free.
You don't have any more sweets in your system?
My wife's sweets, yeah.
Ain't no more sweets floating around in your system?
My wife's sweets, yeah.
Okay. Good answer. You're right.
Get that man.
That was a Family Feud answer. That was a Family Feud answer.
I eat on that a lot. Of course.
Good job.
Good answer.
Come on. You in a loose cannon all the time.
Oh, I'm honest.
All right. All right, Mr. Mav. Mr. Mav, I'm scared to ask you.
Speaking of loose cannons.
Right.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Just one for the road right here. Just.
Right. Yeah.
Go ahead and set it up. So, do you currently have any sweets in your system?
No, I ain't got no sweets in my system.
He said, no.
I ain't got no sweets. Talking about?
Sound bite of the year. No.
Nah, that's still going to be number two. No. Marriage is jail is not going to be Trump. I wanted to put money on that. So, no sweets in your system.
Nah.
Just looking. 2 seconds. So it's like a one Mississippi, two Mississippi move?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm willing to believe that you've gone over the 2 seconds several times.
Maybe, you know. But I can control it.
You can control it.
He said, I can control it now.
I can control it.
Sound like right now for 2 seconds, but no, you going like 10, 15 seconds.
I'm saying, you know, a blue moon, you know. You get them ones that just make you just change your whole face up, like. You know what I'm saying?
You hit him with the audible sheesh? Man. You hit him with the sheesh?
Sometimes, sheesh. Man. Sometimes.
Sheesh. Sometimes you got to hit him with the whistle.
they still man. Doing that?
Yes, sir. Oh, it's something that
when
make
was
you
the
whistle?
Last time you whistled at somebody?
Who, me?
Anybody.
Oh, my God. All
every you. Time his wife walked past him, that's when he
whistled. Don't try and slant it. Don't try and slant it. We're talking about somebody else.
Amen.
See, I know. See, amen. This, hold up. I'm about to ask you this question. I know you're about to go off the deep end, but I've been watching you, man. You try to play like you the single rebel, but you got married man tendencies about you. I see you over here trying to save these married brothers all the time. You ain't fooling me, Corey. You really want to be down with this team.
That's what band of brothers do. We try to save each other.
Okay.
You know? Oh man, look at that.
Good.
You know when, when they go left, you supposed to redirect them.
You right. Gotta look out for your boy.
You gotta look
out for my peoples, man.
Yes.
So
right.
Now let's go ahead and just blow that all that positive energy all up and ask you: do you still have sweets in your system?
Sweets. I've been known to not dibble and dabble, but I still like my Kool-Aid every now and again.
Heavy sugar?
No, I drink mine pretty plain.
Okay.
I like the Kool-Aid that you get in the
sugar
container.
Already in it. Yeah, sugar.
There you go.
In.
Sugar already in.
You ain't gotta add no sugar.
Ain't gotta
package.
Add. Complete package. Yes, the sweeter that you want it, the more scoops that you add to the water.
That's all right.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Josh yeah. I put the whole bottle in that joint.
Right. You dumped the whole 10-pound bag in there, huh? And just and have at it, huh?
Yeah, just drink it all, player.
Now, to go old school with it and get the, you know, the little Ziploc bag. Get
pour
the little
a little
sugar,
bit in there.
Pour a little Kool-Aid in
dab
there.
Dab it on your tongue a little bit.
I don't like that. That ain't sweet enough.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what are you so many food analogies? They're going to actually think that's what the topic was actually food.
That's what I'm saying, but the reality is that's what it is.
That's how we think.
Like, but, you know,
Talk about relationships, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't picked up on it, pick up a book or, you know, just go out in society and realize how things work. So, we're getting to the end of the show. JTB, I'm scared to ask you, but do you have anything else to say?
I know he got
Check this out, though. I'm noticing a difference between the last time we had you on the air to now. I've never known you to have to defend your relationship status. Now all of a sudden you have to clear up that you're only doing main dishes now.
That is true.
You're only doing main dishes now. I mean, we're doing everything else on the air. Why not?
You know him like that?
For real.
I mean, look. You don't know him like that.
Put all his business out there in the street like that.
Put all his business out there. Using his government. That's my using brother.
Right. You want to use my government name now?
I might just do it.
Wait a minute, man.
So, Mr. Junior Teddy Bear, I mean, what's with the change?
What?
Silence? Oh, now you pleading the fifth? You pleading the fifth now?
Look, man, we doing a show or what, man?
Yes, I'm asking you a question on
the
air.
You ain't asking me no personal questions on the show.
Single people don't have to plead fifth.
And that's my point. That's my point. If he was truly single and independent, he'll answer the question.
But if we choose not to say.
I'm single and independent. All my bills get paid by me.
See, that's what I'm talking about. But if we choose not to say, we can't do that also.
I run the show.
Okay.
I never stopped running the show.
So why you give up the side dishes?
I'm still the HNIC.
Okay, so why you give up the side dishes is what I'm trying to figure out.
That's what I'm talking about.
What you mean, man?
H-N-I-C.
What you mean what I mean?
Uh-oh. You gonna stop trying to put me on front out here like I'm a maverick or something, man.
Uh-oh.
Now, see, now he's trying to put the shock therapy on blast now.
For real.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You trying to put band of brothers.
Mr. I'm
I still enjoy my side dishes.
You really? You do?
From a distance, yes.
Right. you see, he's trying to avoid the question.
Mind over matter. Mind over matter.
I got the 3-second room 1-1000.
He said 2 seconds. You can't do three.
I know, but I got long pauses in between mine.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's like catching the. It's like going for the touchdown.
Let's listen to this analogy. How are you gonna connect this?
It's like going in for the touchdown, and sometimes you just gotta punt.
Yeah. What does that mean, man?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just take the points as you get
them. There you go. It's unorthodox.
It's unorthodox.
Hey, it still counts for the team.
Because you're going for a score.
It's just a different way of getting them.
But and then sometimes you got to go in off. For two.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. You're not helping.
It makes sense.
That makes sense.
Like Andre 3000,
hey.
Man.
Right.
If you get that touchdown, sometimes that extra point just ain't good enough.
Right.
Sometimes you got to go in.
Sometimes you got to realign yourself and go in for two.
But you just said sometimes you got to
realign yourself and go in for two.
What kind of playbook you running, man?
He's talking about.
Hey,
realign yourself for two.
You got to go in.
You got to go realign yourself going for two.
But you just said you got to punt. I'm trying to, I don't understand.
Sometimes
this.
You have to punt.
It don't matter how you win the game, all right?
As long as you win.
Just make sure you win.
You ain't going to win the game by
punting. We Bill Belichick in it, baby. That's what we doing.
Sometimes you got to squeeze some air off some balls. And
no, don't do that. Right. No way. No, please, no. Time out. Blow the horn on that one. No. We're not doing that. That's dangerous.
You got to deflate them joints a little bit because they done swole up.
Oh, okay.
And swole up too much.
Yeah.
I'm back. So you got to get them right. You got to get them right.
I'm thinking a literal squeeze. Okay.
No, bro.
We had to go to the replay. We had to check the cameras. We're good. Okay, we're good. We're back.
No, man, sometimes you got to do that.
The ball pumped up too much.
Yeah, I'm about to say something crazy.
Yeah. You got to air it out.
I'm about to say something crazy right here.
So you can
let the air out of it.
So you get the good grip and go in and score those 2 points.
Exactly.
I'm about to say something crazy right here.
Sometimes you got to hear that air.
Mav, save us. Give us something. Save us. Bail us out, man.
I ain't got nothing to say, man.
I'm talking the truth.
Hey, he's here.
I'm talking the truth. Say right now,
he go for two all the time. He go for two all the time.
Y'all didn't even stuck the Mav. The Mav ain't even got nothing else to say.
Hey, he go for two all the time.
I'm back.
Safety.
You just gonna randomly drop that in there and in the middle of the conversation.
I'm back.
just a random I'm back.
Get a safety.
I'm back.
With that's a new counterpart that got his back.
Interesting. All right. Shaq Therapy, close us out, man. Let's see if y'all can handle a minute and a half on y'all own.
I'm closing us out.
Both of y'all closing them out.
Uh-huh. All I'ma say is that if I got your back, ain't no need for nobody else fronting. We can handle this. We got it.
Oh yeah, I believe we got it. We don't have any problems behind this. We may be able to teach the band of brothers a few things, but you know, listen to the show and find out.
I think we can. Yeah. I think we can put them on that next level. Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
We will make you better men.
That's all right.
And see women.
And then when you
see men,
get the women in here too.
Oh, okay.
What
got
you. Talking?
Great.
I thought you was architect. Don't know who he have coming in his studio.
I thought you was assaulting the brothers on the low. I wasn't gonna have it.
He don't know who he have.
They
want to
produce great scenes.
I've seen pictures. Wasn't some women sitting around the table?
Yeah. Great scenes.
I heard some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides the architect screaming like one in the background every time he gets upset.
Hey, it is what it is.
Whoa.
It is what it is. Shots fired. I know.
Great seaman.
I know he's firing shots out here. It's all good, though.
That's what we do, man. Hey.
He's just letting them off.
Every now and again.
Yep, that's it.
Put your mask on.
Straight out of shock therapy.
Here we go. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what we're doing?
Straight out of shock therapy.
All right, straight look, out of shock therapy.
I
got
to close the show.
We going snorkeling.
I got to close the show.
Want to snorkel?
I got to close the show. Let's get out of here. They need the station identification and stuff. This is the Band of Brothers. Just in case y'all didn't know, just in case y'all weren't for sure, this is the Band of Brothers radio show. This is why they got to have their own show. This is why they got to have their own show. Look for it really soon. It's coming really soon. Listen to us on Culture Shock Entertainment Radio, cscradio.caster.fm. Make sure you go to the Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment. Make sure you go follow us on Twitter, Culture Shock ENT, and on Instagram at Culture Shock Entertainment. It's too much information to give you. I'm exhausted, man. I think this is the first time I've actually been burnt out by the end of the show. We thank you guys for listening. Make sure you listen every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I don't even know when Shock Therapy's coming back on. It's going to be a secret. Y'all just going to have to find out. Someday, somehow, it's going to be on the radio. We love you. We're out.